الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. Continuing with the Shema'il of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is narrated by Sayyidina al-Hasan ibn Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه, the grandson of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, from his uncle Hind ibn Abi Hala. There's a difference of opinion. I went and looked it up. There's a difference of opinion whether he is the half-brother of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha or the half-brother of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. But at any rate, he is a relative of Sayyidina al-Hasan from his mother, but through a husband other than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, either of Sayyidah Khadija or of her mother. So he asks, قُلْتُ, Sayyidina al-Hasan asks him radiallahu anhu, قُلْتُ سِفْلِي مَنْتِقَهُ. Describe for me, how does he speak? How was his speech? قَالَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مُتَوَاسِلُ الْأَحْزَانِ. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would go from one grief to another. The grief struck him so many times in his life صلى الله عليه وسلم. It comes in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that those people who are the most severely tested are the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, and then afterward the people who are the most like them in descending order. So as much as you are like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, after them you will be tested according to your rank, according to your rank with comparison to their rank. Da'iman fikrati, always engaged in thinking, not absent-minded, but always engaged in thinking, which is a characteristic also we should inculcate in ourselves. Nowadays, there is a lot of currency amongst imams. If they talk on social media and from the pulpit and Facebook and Twitter about the Bulls game and the Bears game and this game and that game, mashallah, all of us are above the age of 7. Those of us who are not, mashallah, it's okay if you're into these things for a little bit. That's part of your childhood. Anyone who's a serious person and is seriously emotionally tied to these things, I'm not saying this to say something bad about a person, but you know, it's one thing, okay, as a means to keep good relations with your family members or with other people who may not be as serious about their existence, fine. You sit, watch the game, talk a little bit about it with them. If some team loses and you actually feel very sad about it, or it like ruins your day or ruins your week or something like this, this is something, it's a problem. I'm not judging a person that you're a good person or a bad person. Everyone has problems or issues they have to work through. But like, you know, this happens in the Muslim world as well. One Nadi, versus the other Nadi in the same city, they'll one team will beat another team, and all of a sudden people are cursing each other and one neighborhood is being burned down for another or whatnot. This is not good. It's a problem. People need to work on these types of things. It's just a game. It's not that big of a deal. Who wins in baseball, basketball, cricket? It's not that big of a deal. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was da'im al-fikra. He always was engaged in deep thought. He should be thinking about things that are important. And thinking is an important thing in and of itself, because Allah rewards you based on your thinking, not based on what happens. What happens is his choice, the outcomes are his choice, but he rewards you based on how you think about things, because it's through this thinking that your niyat and your intentions are made. Laysat lahu raha, he would never sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feel relaxed. This dunya is not a place that a person should be relaxed completely. Obviously you have to relax yourself a little bit, otherwise you'll kill yourself from stress. But he always, even his relaxation was in order to do something with more force and with more ability when he's done with that rest and with that repose. Relaxation, inshallah, will be in the grave. You'll have all sorts of time. If you got 6 hours of sleep instead of eight hours last night, trust me, we'll all make it up one day. There's nothing to do in there other than what you did in this side. So a person, it's obviously if you don't sleep for a lot and it gives you health problems and you're, okay, fine, get some sleep. But after that, if you're just a little bit uncomfortable because of your lack of rest, you'll get over it, inshallah. Laysat lahu raha, even his relaxation was to an aim, to a goal. He was never completely at ease in his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا يتكلم في غير حاجة. He wouldn't speak unless there was some need to speak. So haja is, something that there's a benefit in. It doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't speak until it's a life or death situation, but at least you should, you should reserve your speech until there's some benefit in speaking, and this is something we'll discuss at a later time in more detail. But there's an entire very practical measuring stick that a person can use in order to see whether or not their speech is useful. طويل السكوت. He would be silent for a long time. He would be silent for long periods of time. Silence is a food for the heart. Silence is a food for the ruh. Silence is something that's like, it's a spiritual imdad. It's a spiritual help that a person receives. Being silent is good. It doesn't mean a person can't speak ever, but a person should set some time aside in the day when they're silent, where they don't speak as much. And then obviously don't be like, oh, I heard this hadith, and then you go home and your wife is like, oh, how was your day? And you're like, be quiet. Don't you know the Prophet ﷺ was tawil al-sukut? Find a time to have your silence, inshallah. It doesn't mean that you also, walk around. Because these are the internal states of the Prophet ﷺ. These are not things you impose on other people. These are things that you do on yourself. Right? Because there's also the hadith about him being so loving. You know, when you're with other people, you should be loving. You should be smiling. It's sunnah to smile. You should be, giving from yourself. You should talk to your guests. Instead of fasting when you have a guest, you should feed them and eat, because it'll make them feel more comfortable eating. These are for himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were his states when he was alone. So don't, get it mixed up. And then, all of a sudden, your wife and kids are saying, man, this guy went to Maghrib and now he's become markedly more disagreeable than he was before. يَفْتَتِحُ الْكَلَامَ وَيَخْتِمُهُ بِأَشْدَاقِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He would start his speech and end it from the sides of his mouth. It's a style of speaking that was considered to be eloquent from the Arabs. يَتَكَلَّمُ بِجَوَامِعِ الْكَلِمِ. And whenever he would say something, it would be, there'd be few words and a lot of meaning in them. فَصْلٌ لَا فُضُولَ وَلَا تَقْسِيرٌ. Everything he would say would be decisive. He wouldn't speak too much as to be to say something that he could have said in less words and more words, but he also wouldn't say so little that people wouldn't understand what he's talking about. And this is something I think it's an art lost on a lot of people, one way or the other. Inshallah, we'll continue with the hadith tomorrow. Sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, ajma'in.